Mahawin, 40 ice cream companies pledge to cut artificial dyes from all products. By Amy Furr on July 15, 2025. Multiple ice cream makers are vowing to cut many artificial dyes from their products as U.S. Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. works with President Donald Trump's administration to make America healthy again, MAHA. These 40 ice cream companies produce 90% of the ice cream and frozen treats Americans enjoy. And the cuts are scheduled to happen by the close of 2027, USA Today reported on Monday. Kennedy told food companies in March that he wanted artificial dyes removed from their products as part of his efforts to combat chronic illness, Breitbart News reported at the time. The International Dairy Foods Association made the recent announcement about ice cream products along with Kennedy, the Today report said. In a statement to the outlet, he said, "I applaud the International Dairy Foods Association for stepping up to eliminate certified artificial colors. The American people have made it clear, they want real food, not chemicals." The article noted that the elimination of the artificial colors identified as red 3, red 40, green 3, blue 1, blue 2, yellow 5, and yellow 6 is being done voluntarily. General Mills recently said it would work to cut artificial colors out of its cereals. And the J.M. Smucker Company said it would eliminate food, drug and cosmetic, FD&C, artificial colors from all of its offerings, per Breitbart News. In addition, Kraft Heinz said it would not launch new products with artificial dyes and end the use of them in current products. Officials gathered outside the U.S. Department of Agriculture on Monday to make the announcement about ice cream. In a social media post following the event, Kennedy shared images of officials enjoying ice cream, writing, "Today I joined at Sec Rollins, at Dr. Makarifta, and American dairy farmers to celebrate another Maha win. 40 companies, representing 90% of the ice cream volume sold in the U.S., have pledged to eliminate artificial food dyes from their products." The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services said the company's decision was them joining a tidal wave of manufacturers eliminating harmful additives from our food supply. HHS is delivering on POTUS's promise to make America healthy again.